Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Merry Christmas to everyone on tonight. We are so grateful to be with you all on this blessed Christmas night. We are letting you know that we are still coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Christmas Saturday night. From Hopper Woods, Michigan, I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we are so grateful to be able to come over this airway and this worldwide platform on tonight to share another word from the Lord. My guest on tonight is none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready. Why? For the new listeners, those that have tuned in faithfully already know that I like for all listeners to have their Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with whoever is delivering God's word, because we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or to ever think that we're making up things as we go. The word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we're asking right now, we're going to ask Pastor Norman King to open up with prayer. And following his prayer, we're going to come back with the scripture food for thought, and we're going to move forward from there. Pastor Norman King, could you please open up with prayer on tonight?
Father God, we come to you humbly as we know how. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior, this time in which we're in, you have allowed us to be among the living. So we want to honor you and adore you and just give you all in the utmost respect. We pray, Father God, for those that are listening. We pray for those that maybe are not listening, but have someone that's listening that will be able to go out and share with them your love. And we just say, Father God, we are so grateful and just thankful for your abiding presence. But you say in your word, where two or three is gathered together in your name, touch and agree, and you're here in the midst. We know that a lot is going on in the world today, but we, the believers, according to your word, is not to be surprised by what we see and what we hear. If we follow your holy word, Father God, by way of your Holy Spirit, we are students of your Holy Spirit, and we pray for as we continue to listen and understand and share your good news amongst the people, the living, should I say. We want to say thank you, Lord, and that we're not walk around surprised about what we see, even the pandemic or whatever is going on. We got to find it in your word, Father God. If we've not seen it, we ought to just pray and that you open up our minds, but we know we got to be in line with you, Father God, for us to be able to see and understand that what you said according to your word. We pray these things tonight. As we know, family's going through so many things, but we know, Father God, you are the author and finish of our faith, and we ought to allow ourselves to be in line to receive everything according to your word, which is your will. We pray these things tonight. Pray for the ministry by Cousin James and those that are connected with it, and those that we know that's going to be connected with it, Father God. We pray their strength, and we ask thee bless tonight. In Jesus' name pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for offering prayer on tonight, Pastor Norman King. We always have a spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and it ties in with this Christmas celebration. As I said on Thursday night, man has set on the calendar one day, the 25th of December of each year, to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. But we don't know if that's the actual day that he was born. But thank God, whatever day he was born, we thank God that he was born. So this spiritual food for thought ties into that on tonight. And it comes to us saying, thank God Jesus chose to pay mankind's sin debt with his perfect and sinless blood. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Thank God Jesus chose to pay mankind's sin debt with his perfect and sinless blood. Aren't you grateful on tonight that he chose to do this? He didn't have to do it, but he did, and I'm so grateful on tonight. I ask and I want to let listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Before Pastor Norman King delivered the word on tonight, he's going to play for us a song, but I don't know if he's going to deliver the song, play the song before or after the message. That's up to him. He will let the listeners know how he's going to do that. Whether he's going to play the song before the message or after the message, he will let us know. But he will be playing a song for the listening audience on tonight. So I'm going to play a music break song for tonight. And I want to give a shout-out before we move any further to my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. And also I'll give a shout-out to Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr. His wife has come down with the coronavirus. She is the First Lady of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where I serve as their musician. She and a few other members from that congregation has come down with the virus, but I spoke with him on yesterday, and she is doing a lot better. We want to continue to lift up First Lady Jean, all those that are dealing with the virus, and all the sick and afflicted, all those that are depressed, all those that maybe have suicidal thoughts at this moment, those that are grieving the loss of loved ones because they are no longer here to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ with us. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. So we get ready to go to the break on tonight. And for some reason, I am going to go to my normal song that I love to play because the word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. And we know God's word is true. He has a perfect track record. God is still watching over his word in the lives of his people. So that's why I'm going to pray again on tonight. prayed for me. So after we finish with the music break, we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. And once again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King as we go through God's Word together on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Did you hear what he said? He said it's an urgent request, and I agree. The word of God said that if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal the land. So we are desperately in the need of prayer. So before we bring Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word, I'm going to make this announcement. for those of you that tuned in on this past Thursday night and you heard the word from Deacon Marvin Cox, part one of It's You, I want you all to mark your calendars. He will be delivering part two of It's You on January, Lord be willing, on January the Thursday night, January the 6th, the first Thursday in the new year. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth part two of the message titled It's You. That was a powerful word that he delivered on this past Thursday night. So if you did not get to hear that, remember that all of these shows and everything that comes forth over this worldwide platform and network are all kept in archives. You can always go to the website, blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels, and you can always pull up all the shows and listen to them and be blessed by them and also share them with others so they can be blessed by the word of God as well. And while I'm talking about that, I want to give a shout-out to Teresa Phillips Docs and Elder QT Docs from Kingdom Builders Ministries. It's because of them that we are on the air tonight. So the end of this year will be 8.5 years that we have been bringing forth God's word over this worldwide platform. I was under their direction for 3 years. So I've been out on my own as the Lord has been blessing this worldwide platform. So I just want to say Merry Christmas to Prophetess Teresa Phillips Docs, Elder QT Docs, and the Kingdom Builders Ministry, because they are still doing a great work for the Lord. So I just want to give a shout-out to them as well. So right now, we are ready to receive Pastor Norman King. I now yield the mic to you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, brother. My brothers and sisters in the Lord, and I want to say thank God for another opportunity to allow myself to be used by him. And tonight, as I'm so humbly grateful for this privilege and opportunity, I'm going to go to the book of Luke, the second chapter of Luke, and we'll read verses 8 through 10. We're going to cover a lot of verses, but I'm going to just focus on Luke 2, 8 through 10 to be my selection of scriptures for this message tonight. So Luke 2, starting at verse 8, it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that I decrease and that you increase, that your word can be received accordingly. We ask these blessings tonight. In Jesus' name pray, amen, amen, and amen. And as for a sermon topic tonight, I want to use the topic, "It just don't make sense." It just don't make sense. And as a subtopic, I'm going to just say, when it don't make sense, still trust God. Amen? It just don't make sense. And when it don't make sense, still trust God. Amen? And we're dealing with a few questions I'm going to ask tonight. And my question is, what do you, and I say and I, what do we expect today? Amen. With everything going on, all right, we know pandemic is a worldwide epidemic, and the world has been affected by it. Now, my brothers and sisters, as Paul referred so many of his epistles, as he directed them toward brethren, brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm going to address this to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. What do you expect today? And another question is, why is all these things happening today? Another question is, should we be surprised? No, we shouldn't be surprised. Amen. Because we are people, we are students of the Holy Spirit. And God's will be done regardless. Amen. I'm going to say again, God's will be done regardless. Because it says in Hebrews 6 and 18 that it is impossible for God to lie. Amen? Now, we look at the scriptures tonight, and there are a lot of events that took place in this second chapter dealing with Jesus' birth. Now, a lot of it was unexpected. In other words, unexpectation a lot of times come from disbelief. Amen. So now, I'm going to take my time. If you know the Word of God, if I know the Word of God, and it is written, amen.
Yes.
So shall it be done. Because it is impossible for God to lie. Now,
right. In
Genesis 49 and 10, it says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh is the Messiah, until the Messiah come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people. Amen. Verse 1 of chapter 2 says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Amen. So this was a miraculous taxation. Okay, and God used this taxation, come on somebody, to bring fulfillment to his word. Amen?
That's right.
Because it was said where Jesus would be born. Now, when the taxation went out, Jesus wasn't where he was born. So Joseph and Mary had to come on somebody, to where the word of God through time has said that he must be born. Amen?
That's right. Now,
sometimes in our life, things that go on, things that happen that just don't make no sense. Now, I'm going to say it this way now. When it don't make no sense, it don't make no earthly sense. Come on.
Right.
I'm going to say it now. I got to say it. It don't make no earthly sense. Now, we got to make sure that we are in tune with the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, huh? Because we cannot understand a spiritual heavenly revelation with a human mindset. Come on. Not even possible. So what happens sometimes, if we are human, we do not cross our T and dot all our I's. Come on. And so we get caught up like the world. We live in a time that everything is dependent upon some type of electronic device, huh? And we can blame the kids, not blame the kids. We can say the kids can't function without one, and the adults the same way. Take that phone for the adult, huh? We rely so much on it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I know me because I use mine, okay? I use my phone the less than anything because I use the internet for several things, amen? But I'm just trying to make a point that what can happen to us as believers when we get caught up in a riffraff, we get caught up in the day-to-day hustle and bustle and the fast moving and around you. You can try to be calm, cool, and collected, but you may be around a lot of fast movement things, whether it's driving and, you know, used to be a saying that the northern ones, the north drive fast and the south drives slow, but now it doesn't matter where you at, it's all over the place. Come on, because we got to look at this. And I'm in the Word. I'm within the Scripture. Because I want to bring home tonight that when a lot of things in our life don't make sense. It didn't make sense back in the Bible days when Jesus was being born. And we can relate to things to us that does not make sense today in the time we live in. And we all got our own personal testimony about in regards to what I'm saying. Now, according to Word of God, it says that Joseph went from Galilee, verse 4. Out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Amen. See, God's word is going to be fulfilled.
Yes,
God's will be done,
whether
we agree with it or not. Come on. I'm going to say again, whether we agree with what's going on in the world, whether we agree with what's going on around us, even all within in our own lives, God cannot lie according to Hebrews 6 and 18. So what God said must come to pass. It may not make sense to you. Man, some of us have lived long enough to see what I'm saying right now on several occasions. When things in your own life, you're like, man, that don't make no sense. Why that happened? I just don't understand, you know, okay? But then how many times we have to go back and ask God for forgiveness? Amen.
Yes,
even sometimes we call something right to find out later on it was wrong. Amen. Let me get back to my word. So what we got to do, we got to pay attention. Amen. Prophecy given by Jacob back in Genesis was now being fulfilled. Come on, somebody, huh? It was prophesied way back there, and now it was being fulfilled. So when it don't make sense, still trust God, my brothers and sisters. Still trust God. And if you feel like, you know, you don't want to ask nobody or, you know, console nobody, it's nothing wrong with that. Don't beat yourself up. Just seek the Lord, the God, in your own special way. Amen. Mm-hmm. I do it myself. Okay. It's times when I don't feel guilty because, you know, that's not the right word to use neither. Just, you know, our God is a jealous God. Amen. So if it's something that you're not sure about, go take it to the Lord. Amen. Because if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. He wants to help you. Come on, somebody. Amen. So the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet until the Messiah come. Amen. So now we at the time that Jesus' birth took place, that it was time for that to be what? Fulfilled. Amen. And with that being said, the prophecy of Shiloh's coming was fulfilled in who? In Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ was Shiloh. Amen. Who was to come? His coming into the world was surrounded by the most what? Unusual events. Amen. And that's why it didn't make no sense, because the religious people was caught up in religion. Come on, church, huh? And we got the same thing happen today when the people of God, amen, and now and day, huh, we get caught up in all of these bylaws and laws and constitutions and what this said and what they said and how many votes said this and votes, people said this, and amen. Where is the word of God? Amen. Where do God's word fit in the midst of all this? Amen. You're putting people out to church. Come on, somebody. Uh-oh. See, I'm going to get in trouble. What's the man's name? I got in good trouble. Amen. I don't mind getting in good trouble. Amen. We better go ahead and get this thing lined up with God's word. Amen. Because, see, even in back in the day, the miraculous taxation that took place. Amen. The shocking place of his birth. Come on, y'all. Huh? I say again, the shocking place of Jesus' birth. Amen. Hey, a lot of unusual things was taking place. And even now in the church, there's so many things that's happened that's unusual. And the reason why we missing it is the same reason they missed it back then. We was caught up in religion. Come on, huh? We caught up in religion. Like I said, and the third time, caught up in religion. And that's why we are missing it, amen. We're so concerned about what the bylaws and constitution is, that where do God's word stand and all this stuff? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the taxation was used by God. Why? To fulfill his plan. Come on, you hear me? To fulfill his plan for the birth of the Messiah. Amen? It had been prophesied that the Messiah was to be born where? In Bethlehem. And scripture had to be fulfilled. The same way it was back then, scripture must be fulfilled today. I'm saying that don't be surprised by what's happening. I was talking to a few people today about Old Testament, New Testament, amen. It's not that it's gone through, it's already have. Come on, y'all, amen. Jesus, through his life he lived, he fulfilled everything, y'all. Come on, huh? So it's not, we got to come in contact with the reality that great is he who is in me than he is of the world. Ain't got to call down. Come on, somebody. I ain't got to call down what's already on my inside. Come on. If I accept Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit is within me. Amen? The taxation forced Joseph to Bethlehem. You ever did something you didn't know why you did it? And it's put to you like you had to do it. And then later on you find out that that's what you're supposed to do anyhow? Huh? Everyone had to return to the city of his birth. Ain't God awesome, y'all? God didn't want to orchestrate all this, y'all. Amen? In detail, the point is that Bethlehem was the prophesied city of the Messiah's birth, according to Micah 5:2. I'm just preaching the word, y'all. Amen? And listen, the scribes understood it. And you find it in Matthew, the second chapter, verses 5 and 6. And so did the common people. Oh, I love how this come out. And the common people, according to John 7:42. The taxation was certainly an event wrote in the plan of God. To do what? To fulfill Scripture. I'm talking about when it do not make any sense at all. Huh? I had to go stop on you there, bro, because we don't make no sense at all, huh? Come on, huh? I'm trying to say that when it just don't make no sense, when something going on in your life don't make no sense, huh? Even if something going on in your church, they don't make no sense. Come on now. You better talk to God about that thing, huh? Say, this don't make no sense, y'all. And sometimes you got to stand, if you got to stand what? Alone. Say, all right, y'all, now nothing should succeed the word of God, amen? God's word got to be number one, amen? So the taxation led to the fulfillment of Scripture. And I like this part because it said, despite man's plan, come on, somebody, huh? Come on, y'all, huh? It's when what God allows to fulfill his word, despite what man got planned, come on. So Mary was about to deliver. She's about to deliver. And she was great with child, according to Luke 2 and 5. So apparently Joseph and Mary had planned, come on, y'all, for the child to be what? Delivered in Nazareth. But what did God do? God overruled it. Come on. All right now. All right. All right now. They had a plan. Look, you got a plan. I got a plan. But just make sure our plan line up with thus said the Lord. Because if our plan don't line up with the Lord, and God is saying, come on, cuz, and God is saying that my will is going to be fulfilled, God will do with us like he did back then. What did he do? He overruled man's plan.
That's right. That's
Boy, look here, huh? I'm telling you, see, my question to you is, what plan do you have? And is your plan the will of God, huh? It's your plan and will of God. Amen? Now, see, Scripture foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. That's Micah 5:2. I'm just trying to say, y'all, a lot of things that we see is not making sense. And the reason why it's not making sense is because we ain't lining up with the word. Come on now. I'm in trouble again.
I'm in trouble again, huh?
Because, see, when you line up with the word of God, it makes all kind of sense to you. Because you know that this too shall come to pass. Amen? Jesus, his birthplace was shocked. Come on, y'all. Jesus wasn't born in a comfortable surrounding. Huh? He was born in a stable and laid in a manger or a feeding trough. The birth is covered in one simple verse. Amen? Jesus was born in, guess what, a smelly stable, huh?
He was neglected
and turned away by who? Men from the very beginning, huh? There was no room in the inn. and Mary was about to deliver, if someone had cared, they would have made room. Come on, y'all. Come on.
That's right.
We see this. Look, we see the same thing happening in church today. Somebody that you know in need, huh? You know good and well they in need. Being critical toward them and making all of these little accusations why you shouldn't help them. And sometimes the Bible tells us that the angels appear as unawares. We may have turned, all right, now, let me move on. Come move on now, all right?
Yes, sir. He was unaware.
Yeah. Amen. Jesus was born in poverty. Huh?
Yes, he was.
If Joseph had possessed the money, he could have bought a room. But he was born in obscurity and loneliness, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me, church? Huh?
Lord Jesus.
They were so concerned about money. They were so concerned about the same way today. And I ain't talking about outside the church. I'm talking about inside the church. They get so concerned about money. Money, money, money. Huh? Money, money, money. Huh? Money, money, money. Okay? And you can't figure out why some things ain't happening the way it's supposed to. And even sometimes how we look at things, it's happening, but is it lined up with God or not? Come on. I'm trying to say something, church. Amen? Now, you see now. Some things happened. A lot of things happened that was unbelievable. Okay? The appearance of a real angel to the shepherd. Huh? And there was in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock. Could you imagine these shepherds being approached to by an angel? Huh? Come on. Now, as I look down here in my notes dealing with this message, it says that shepherds, there was an unbelievable appearance of a real angel to the shepherds. In the eyes of many, an angel would never appear to a shepherd. Come on, church. I'm preaching now, y'all. Huh? I'm preaching now. In the eyes of many, when God speaks to somebody low down, a person who's blessed and highly favored, come on now, all out there, huh? They'll think it's not real. If somebody God used to tell you something who ain't got nothing, you can't tell me nothing. That's who you think you are, huh? Shepherds would seldom be found praising and worshiping God. Huh? But as a result, they were looked upon as anything but worshipers. Come on. We know folks like that. Amen?
That's right.
We know folks like that. Amen? If we look at verse 9, it says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they was what? So afraid." But look what the angel said to them. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." So the angel was reassuring them, don't be scared. Don't be afraid. See now how the world look at the shepherds, their reputation was lowly at best, huh? And religious people snubbed and ignored them because they were stanky. They didn't come to the temple. Come on. They were despised because they were unable to attend services and keep the ceremonial laws of washing and cleansing. Don't you know somebody like that? Do you treat people the same way? Come on now. Amen. When God speaks a word to someone who you don't expect the word to come from, you miss it.
That's right.
Because they dressed up in a two-piece suit or three-piece or got some stasis on or whatever they wear now, you know, for the young generation. Amen. I'm talking about different attire. If they don't present themselves presentable, amen, we sometimes, I'm generalizing, we sometimes, you know, throw off on them, amen. But yet God will use who he wants. God's will be done, amen. So here we got shepherds, thinking shepherds who God gave the message to. Amen. And what a beautiful foretaste of salvation. Amen. And listen, why I say beautiful, because God gave the first message of his son to who? Common shepherds. those that looked upon as sinners. Ain't that something? I can see some religious folks right now saying, man, who you think you is? And come talk to me. I'm a bishop, boy. You know, I'm a chief apostle. You are nobody. Just looking like this. Got mispatched shoes on, huh? Got holes in your knees. Come on. How you going to tell me? You don't know what God going to do through, who going to do it through, huh? So God used these common shepherds, amen, who were looked upon as sinners. And that's the reason why the angels had to calm them down. We see verse 9. Amen. The glory of God. And he said, don't be afraid. We bring you what? Great. We bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David. Now, they were talking to the angel was talking to who? The shepherds. The ones that were considered sinful. The one who stunk. Huh?
Yeah.
Which is Christ the Lord. Amen. You talking about make it plain, because they made it plain. And then it kept on, verse 12, and said, and this shall be a sign unto you. And look. And you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Ain't that awesome, y'all? Given the most stanky shepherds some divine instruction, y'all, huh? Come on. And verse 13 says, and suddenly, look here.
And suddenly
there was with the angel, what? A multitude. Well, could you imagine? I mean, in your imaginative mind, think about one angel speaking. And all of a sudden now it's a multitude. It's a host of them, huh? It says, of the heavenly host, praising God and saying glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men, right? Now, okay. Now, it says in verse 15, now all that took place, y'all, unusual, out of the, you know, unordinary, amen. But now verse 15 says, and it came to pass as what? The angels were going away from them, from who? The shepherds. And where did they go? Into heaven.
Yeah.
The shepherds said one to another, boy, look here. Let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. Now, encounter like that, how can you be the same? You can't be the same. You seen one angel? And you was afraid because one angel started saying something. And all of a sudden, there, a host of heaven. Come on, y'all. Amen. And they sit there and they said, listen, calm down. Be cool. You all right? I got to tell you something. I'm giving you a charge. I'm giving you a charge now. God is speaking to somebody right now. He said, I done gave you a charge already, huh? And then I can only see, as they were so illuminated by God's presence through the angels, and then he's saying, let us now go. Amen? And verse 16 says, and they came with haste. You hear that? In other words, they didn't tarry. And they came with haste. They rushed to see. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying where? In the manger. I just said earlier that according to Hebrews 6:18, that it is impossible for God to lie. So when God was speaking through the angels, these things must what? Come to pass.
Yes.
Amen. And in verse 17 says, and when they had seen it, they made known what? Abroad. The saying which was told them concerning this child. It's what the angel said. They had to tell it. Go tell on the mountain. And there you go, huh? Come on, right, man? And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by what? These stinking shepherds. How many times we miss something because the person ain't dressed up like, you know, the way we think they should be? You look like a preacher. You know, come on. I'm just trying to say something, y'all. I'll be a little humorous, but it is a saying, though. Amen.
Yes,
these shepherds brought forth the message in which they was given. Verse 20 says, and the shepherds returned. How they returned? Glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And now I want to say this. If some of you right now, on the sound of my voice, who've been given some divine instructions, but for some reason you allow people to deter you, to pull you away from, or turn you away from that what God done told you to do. Amen? You got to be like these shepherds right here. You got to obey the divine instructions. Okay? Just
Amen.
Because what you are saying is not making sense to other folks, it doesn't matter. It's not important. If you know God told you, come on somebody, amen? If you know
okay,
God, like God gave, look, through the angels spoke to the shepherds, amen? God has spoke to you, amen?
Yes.
And you got to be obedient. What God told
amen.
You to do, you got to do it. Amen?
That's
Don't
right.
allow yourself, amen, to be sidetracked or deterred because of what this board said. Come on. Here you go. Let me get in trouble again. Amen. You better hear from God yourself.
Amen.
If something's not lined up, if something don't line up with what God has told you, amen, you better go ahead and do what God told you to do. Amen. Because, see, you're missing your blessing because you get caught up in religion. You get caught up because all these people are saying these things against what you're saying that happened or what God told you to say. Be like these shepherds and
That's
say
right.
and do what the Lord told you to do. Trust him. When it don't make sense, still trust God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The message tonight is it just don't make sense. But now the subtitle is that when it don't make sense, still trust God.
Amen.
As I get ready to close the thing down tonight, it was necessary for these things to take place because God cannot lie. And what
That's
God
right.
said shall come to pass. Amen. Everything that was prophesied, the time had come for it to be fulfilled. And there are some things, let me say it this way. God then already fulfilled everything in Jesus Christ. What God
yes,
wants us to do by allow the Holy Spirit to breathe. Quit suffocating the Holy Spirit. Quit saying things that's going to be because they already are. Come on, y'all. We're talking about the finished works of Jesus Christ. The finished works. It's not that he's going to come back and do. When he come back, it's not for the same reason he came before. Amen? So when it don't make sense, when it don't make sense, trust God. I'm going to say again, when it don't make sense, continue to trust God. And I hope that this has been a message tonight that's been a blessing to someone. Matter of fact, I can say hope, but I know it has been. Amen? I know that it hasn't reached whoever it's supposed to reach. Amen? So
that's
what
right.
God is saying to you, receive the word. If we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, let the Redeemer, the Lord, say amen, amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
I'm going to play this song now. I'm going to play this song by Joshua Rogers. And the name of it is Still Gonna Trust. Amen. Still gonna trust.
Still gonna try.
And as the song say, continue to trust God. Now, some of you are at a crossroad tonight, and this message is definitely is for you, because there are a lot of things that don't make sense, but you got to trust God. You got to trust God.
Amen.
So receive the word.
Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Cousin James, back in your hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Norman King, for that word on tonight. And you know what? That word was for me. I can't speak for nobody else, because I am personally going through some things myself, and I needed to hear that word on tonight when it don't make sense. So we just got to keep our hand in God's hand. We got to keep the faith, no matter what it looks like, because God is not a man that he should lie, and Jesus, his son, is not a man that he should repent. So God is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, those that are being doers of his word and not just hearers only. I love the way you broke that down, Pastor Norman King, like in a parable where we can almost see a story. When you broke it down and you explained about the shepherds, how they were, some of them probably were stinking, but God don't always use the people that we think he's going to use. But the question is on tonight, are you available for God to use you? So we thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, for being obedient to bring forth this word on tonight, even though we know it's the day that man has set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We know that God's word still has to go forth. What God has for his people must be said, and you have most definitely said what God wanted you to say to the people of God on tonight, because just like you said, he already knew, even before the foundation of the world, that this time and this day was going to come, and he already knew who was going to be listening. So we thank you for being obedient to deliver this word on tonight. I thank God for you again. I needed this word for myself personally, and I know that I'm not the only one. This word has strengthened not only me, but it has strengthened someone else's faith to keep on moving up the King's highway and to keep our hands in God's hands and hold on to God's unchanging hands. We just thank God for his word, because we know his word is true. We thank you, Pastor Norman King. You continue to stand on the wall. You continue to deliver God's word. Continue to be the light that God has called you to be in this day and age, in this time that we are living in, for such a time as this, that God's word still has to go forward. He is looking for doers of his word. We have a lot of people that are hearing God's word, but they're not doing God's word. So we just thank you for this word on tonight, and I pray that every listener has received this word, and not only received this word for yourself, but you will share this message on tonight. You will share this worldwide platform, the website, so that your family and friends and your neighbors and coworkers, someone that you know that's not saved in Jesus' name will be able to pull up this website and pull up this broadcast from tonight and listen to it and be blessed by God's word, that they will be able to hear God's word, and so that they will be able to make sense of what God's word is telling them. It's personal. So, yeah, sometimes it don't make sense, but we have to stand on God's word, stand on the promises of God. Well, on tonight, I thank God for you, the listeners. And once again, you want to make sure you tune in on Thursday night, the first Thursday night in January of 2022, God be willing. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth part two of his message that he delivered on this past Thursday night. Part one is It's You. So he will be bringing forth part two on next Thursday night, the first Thursday night in January of 2022. You don't want to miss this part two of this message titled It's You. Again, thank Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, for delivering this word on tonight. As I always let the listeners know that I do pray for you, the listeners. I do know some of you, that we have thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners around the world that listen to this broadcast and this worldwide platform. And for this, we are grateful. I don't take it lightly that God is blessing this worldwide ministry platform. It's continuously growing, and it is marvelous in our eyes that God is being glorified through this platform. Souls are being saved through this platform, through his word. Backsliders are coming back to the fold, and the body of Christ are being strengthened and edified through this worldwide platform. So for this, we are grateful unto God. It's all God's doing. And once again, I want to give credit to Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and Elder QT Docs and the Kingdom Builders Ministries because of them opening the door for me to be able to do what I'm doing on tonight. I just thank God for them being faithful and opening the door. They didn't have to do that, but they did. And for this, we are still on the air 8.5 years later. We're still here sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through the men and women of God that God allows to come over this worldwide network and platform to share his word and the good news of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. What a mighty word on tonight. Thank you again, Pastor Norman King. We're getting ready to close out for tonight. We ask that all listeners will continue to stay encouraged in the Lord. Continue to pray ye one for another. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are worthy of our praise. No matter what we are going through, no matter what it looks like, you are worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in the earth. You are the Most High God. You are the Great I Am. You are our everything. Heavenly Father, we know that without you, we can do nothing. But we know that with Jesus Christ, all things are possible to them that believe. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word and your promise that once we're saved in Jesus' name, that nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands, and no one can pluck us out of your hands because you are one. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn in the name of Jesus. So we continue to thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our healer. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. I continue to lift up my Uncle Malachi, our Uncle Malachi, Pastor Norman King and myself, our Uncle Malachi, Pastor Norman King's sister, my first cousin, Mary Ann. You know the situations that they're going through, and all those in my family, immediate family here in Michigan that are dealing with issues and situations in their bodies, minds, and spirits, and all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus as only you can. They would all have a testimony. They would not be afraid or be ashamed to be a witness and let the world know that it was you who have healed them because you are the bomb in Gilead. You're still healing since sick souls. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to move by your spirit over this worldwide platform, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be continue to be built up and strengthened and edified as you continue to allow us to share the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform and network, that you will continue to get the glory. So continue to have your way in our lives. And on tomorrow, Heavenly Father, should you allow us to wake up and see tomorrow, whether we are in your house of worship, wherever you please allow us to be, or whether it's over the worldwide network or social media, where your word is going to go forth on tomorrow, we pray that your word will go forth and through with power through your men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this that is going to deliver your word on tomorrow that souls will be saved. Backsliders will come back to the fold, and the body of Christ will be strengthened and built up and edified through your word. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. We continue to pray, Heavenly Father, lift up all those that are faithfully tuned in and listen to this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to bless them, even those that have tuned on tonight for the first time. Bless them as well and grant them all the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, we're going to continue to pray one for another. So until then, we want to thank God that we are covered, and we're going to ask the Lord to continue to cover us with our closing song, Cover Me, Lord. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self. I cover me, Lord, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me with thy, with thyself. Oh, cover me. Cover me with thy. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. With thy, with thy hallelujah, hallelujah. My soul says yes, yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh yeah.